George, what about combining the different anti-angiogenic agents?
Well, it's a great idea in theory. And that is to say that an upstairs-downstairs approach where one is targeting VEGF at a couple different places or alternatively targeting a cross-growth factor receptor platform is where we want to be targeting both the VEGF receptors and, say, PDGFR certainly makes a lot of sense based on all the preclinical data that we have. Now, in practice, it's not always been trivial to combine anti-angiogenic agents. And, for instance, combinations of bevacizumab and sorafenib or bevacizumab and sunitinib actually have given a fair amount of toxicity.
Such as?
Well, so fascinating things, I would say. So, for instance, a huge amount of fatigue in a variety of trials. Asthenia and fatigue are one of those things that we don't measure very well. But we all know as physicians that in the clinic, it just totally knocks patients off drugs on a regular basis. And sunitinib, which is a fairly promiscuous receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitor, because it's targeting quite a wide variety of tyrosine kinases, is probably bringing up a whole bunch of different side effects that we hadn't seen previously. So, for instance...
The reason I asked, and I hate to interrupt you, but
sure.
In your remarks earlier about how most of the doctors who listen to this aren't just breast cancer doctors, they're taking care of everything. And I've already seen two patients where their physician said, I take care of renal cell and sunitinib works great, and I take care of breast cancer and bevacizumab works, so why not put the two together? And they both come in with substantial toxicities. And I understand that one of the companies has actually suspended or closed a trial in which two were going to be compared to one alone, and the toxicities were too great early on.
Is it a microangiopathic anemia or something?
Yeah,
I was to say there was a MAHA, and apparently a couple of fatalities.
I think it was interesting in my travels through different tumors when interviewing the people from Duke, James Randenberg, specifically about using Bev alone in malignant glioma, that they saw a lot of fatigue in people who are responding. And they feel like maybe there's some kind of cytokine issue. Or do we know anything about that with Bev?
Well, we certainly didn't see a whole lot of that in the randomized phase 3 trials, either in breast cancer or in colon or in lung. So,
but my point is, for those listening, kids, don't try this at home. I think the combinations
in particular have real toxicity.